"Who the bloody hell are you?" he shouted. Then he saw the five sergeants standing to attention around the room. Tranquility's sergeants were the habitat's sole police force, subsentient Bitech servitors controlled by affinity by the personality, enforcing the law with scrupulous impartiality. They were intentionally intimidating humanoids, 2 meters tall, with a reddish-brown exoskeleton, limb joints encased by segmented rings permitting full articulation. The heads had a sculpted appearance, with eyes concealed in a deep horizontal crease. Their hands were the most human characteristic, with leathery skin replacing the exoskeleton. It meant they could use any artifact built for a human, with emphasis on weapons. Each of them carried a laser pistol and a cortical jammer on their belts along with restraint cuffs. The belt was their sole article of clothing. Parker Higgins glanced round dumbly at the sergeants, then back at the girl. She was wearing a very expensive pale blue suit, and her ice-blue eyes conveyed an unnerving impression of depth. Her nose! Parker Higgins might have been a bureaucrat, but he wasn't stupid. "You!" he whispered incredulously. I only gave him a faint smile and stood up, extending her hand. "Yes, Mr. Director, me, I'm afraid. Ione Saldana." He shook the hand weakly. It was very small and cool in his. There was a signet ring on her finger, a red ruby carved with the Saldana crest, the crowned phoenix. It was the Kulu Crown Prince's ring. Michael hadn't bothered to return it to the keeper of the crown jewellery when he was sent into exile. Parker Higgins had last seen it on Morris Saldana's finger. "I'm honored, ma'am," Parker Higgins said. He had come very close to blurting, "But you're a girl." "I knew your father. He was an inspiring man." "Thank you." There was no trace of humor on Ione's face. "I appreciate you're busy, Mr. Director, but I'd like you to inspect the project's major facilities this morning. Then I shall require each division's senior staff to assemble summaries of their work for a presentation in 2 days' time. I have tried to keep abreast of the findings, but remote viewing through Tranquility's senses and having them explained in person are two different things." Parker Higgins's whole universe trembled. A review, and, like it or not, this slip of a girl held the purse strings, the life strings of the research project. "What if—" "Of course, ma'am. I'll show you round myself." Ione started to walk round the desk. "Ma'am, may I ask what your policy towards the Laymill Research Project is? Previous Lords of Ruin have been very, relax, Mr. Director. My ancestors were quite right. Unravelling the Laymill mystery should be given the highest priority." The prospect of imminent disaster retreated from his view, like rain clouds rolling away to reveal the sun. It was going to be all right after all. Almost. A girl! Saldana heirs were always male. "Yes, ma'am." The sergeants lined up into an escort squad around Ione. "Come along," she said, and swept out of the office. Parker Higgins found his legs racing in an undignified manner to catch up. He wished he could make people jump obediently like that. There is a third Lord of Ruin. The news broke 37 seconds after Ione and Parker Higgins walked into the laboratory block housing the Laymill Planet Genetics Division. Everybody who worked for the project was fitted with neural mnemonics. So once the instinctive flash of guilt, and the accompanying shock of having the director and five sergeants walk in unannounced 10 minutes into the working day had worn off, and the introductions began, professors and technicians alike opened channels into the habitat's communication net. Nearly every datavise began, "You're not going to believe this." Ione was shown AV projections of Laymill plant genes, sealed propagators with seed shoots, worming their way up through the soil, and large fern analog plants with scarlet fronds growing in pots and given small shriveled black fruits to taste. After friends, relatives, and colleagues were brought up to speed, it took another 15 seconds before anyone thought of contacting the news company offices. Ione and Parker Higgins walked on from the plant genetics laboratory to the Laymill Habitat Structure Analysis office. People were lining the stone path, trampling on the shrubs. Applause and cheers followed her like a wave effect. Wolf whistles were flung boisterously.